Here is the news. The Indonesian National Police has expressed its readiness and commitment to collaborating with the Ministry of Environment on environmental preservation efforts through educational and law enforcement initiatives. This commitment was formalized with the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Police Chief General Listio Sigit and Environment Minister Hanif Faisal at the Polri headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday. He conveyed in principle, the police stands ready to enhance the quality of the living environment in Indonesia by backing all the initiatives outlined in this MOU. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto has called for strengthened collaboration between Indonesian universities and Singapore's Nanyang Technological University, especially in higher education and applied research areas. Minister Yuliarto noted in a statement issued on Wednesday that he has seen many achievements over the past year. Hopefully, the government can continue to work together. That's the news.
Katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Telah aku maafkan semua kesalahanmu, asal kau mau berjanji tidak mengulangnya lagi. Telah aku terima sakitnya dikhianati. Sedalam cintaku ini, selama hidupku ini, hatiku cuma ada satu. Sudah untuk mencintaimu, tolong jangan sakiti lagi. Nanti aku bisa mati.
Rampak Beduk is Beduk Art by using Waditra, namely many Beduks and beaten simultaneously, and it produced beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak Beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
begitu cepat kau ubah semua. Mata bercerita hangat pelukan yang pernah ada, genggam erat tanganku berkata, benarkah kau yakin aku harus mencoba? Katakan apa yang telah kau rasa. Maafkan diriku sahabatku,
Indonesia. kau di kota kembang.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananta. Enjoy!
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkum Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. Living in the borderline, the Sungkum Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkum Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Sungkum Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Music has become an integral part of Sungkum Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit bala cho tangan ku kuna dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah nang mujak nang suk nang moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da cho laja cho nyama cho tuat cho aja kale kan jasina jablana manuk ipok nang babi nang adat basa bukunai cukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na gup bukutai bukunda mate cho masih abi hume abi utku tabu manaku me tabu manaku nuak manuk cho gudak sango gudang te anak manuk gudang kusik manuk cho gudak japang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua nek adat nek bahasa baku nahti ta cukup da uluk da budeun da de nek ti lah paman.
Only after this is done the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong district, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is seen as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food, in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi.
The equipments are created as complete as possible. After the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stopped and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tuh, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tuh.
Tabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Tabuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sungkung Dayak community love their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listener, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Bye. sebuah simfoni. Kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kabuku. Dalam hati ada satu manis lembut bisikanmu, merdu lirik suaramu, bagai pelita hidupku, berkilauan bintang malam.
Hati. tak pernah sembunyi berharap dicintai. Ku ingin kau tahu ku mencintai.
Oh, from Indonesia.